Approaches for maximizing learning through reflection. Approaches for maximizing learning through reflection can transform the way you think and grow. In this article, you'll discover what reflective practice is and why it matters to you. You'll learn the benefits it brings, like boosting your critical thinking skills. We'll share easy techniques to reflect more effectively, including how journaling can help you develop. Plus, find out how to use feedback and self-assessment to level up your learning. Get ready to make the most of your experiences and improve like never before. Understanding reflective practice for learning improvement. What is reflective practice? Reflective practice is a way for you to think about your experiences. It's like looking in a mirror. You take a moment to see what you did right and what could be better. By doing this, you learn more about yourself and how you can improve. It's not just about completing a task, it's about thinking deeply about how you did it. Benefits of reflective practice. For you, engaging in reflective practice comes with many benefits that can enhance your learning journey. 1. Improved self-awareness. You become more aware of your strengths and weaknesses. 2. Better problem-solving skills. You learn to tackle challenges more effectively. 3. Enhanced learning. You gain deeper insights into your experiences. 4. Increased confidence. With each reflection, you build your self-esteem. Here's a simple table to illustrate how reflective practice can benefit you. Benefit: improved self-awareness. Description: know your strengths and weaknesses better. Benefit: better problem-solving skills. Description: tackle challenges with more confidence. Benefit: enhanced learning. Description: gain deeper insights into your experiences. Benefit: increased confidence. Description: build self-esteem through reflection. How reflective practice enhances critical thinking. Reflective practice is a powerful tool for critical thinking. When you reflect, you analyze your actions and decisions. This helps you to think clearly and deeply. You start asking questions like, what worked? What didn't? This questioning leads to better understanding. For example, after a project, you might consider what you could have done differently. This thought process can lead to new ideas and solutions for next time. It's like sharpening a pencil. With each reflection, you get clearer and more focused. Effective reflection techniques to maximize learning. Simple techniques for reflection. Reflection is a powerful tool that can boost your learning. Here are some simple techniques you can use. 1. Ask questions. After a lesson or experience, ask yourself questions like, what did I learn? Or how can I use this in the future? 2. Summarize. Take a moment to summarize what you learned in your own words. This helps solidify your understanding. 3. Discuss. Talk about your learning with someone else. Sharing thoughts can open up new ideas and insights. These techniques can help you think deeply about your experiences and improve your learning journey. Using journals for better reflection. Keeping a journal is a fantastic way to reflect on your learning. Here's how you can use a journal effectively. 1. Daily entries. Write down your thoughts and feelings about what you learned each day. This helps track your progress. 2. Set goals. Use your journal to set learning goals. Write down what you want to achieve and check your progress regularly. 3. Reflect on mistakes. Don't shy away from writing about mistakes. Reflecting on what went wrong can lead to valuable lessons. How journaling supports personal development. Journaling is more than just writing. It's a tool for personal growth. Here's how it supports your development. Benefit: clarity. Explanation: writing helps clear your mind and organize thoughts. Benefit: self-discovery. Explanation: you learn more about yourself through your own words. Benefit: problem-solving. Explanation: journaling helps you think through challenges. When you put pen to paper, you start to see things from a new angle. This can lead to aha moments that change your perspective and approach. Feedback loops and self-assessment in learning. The role of feedback in learning. Feedback is like a compass guiding you on your learning journey. It shows you where you are and where you need to go. When you receive feedback, it helps you see your strengths and areas for improvement. Think of it as a mirror reflecting your efforts. Here are some key points about feedback. 1. Immediate. The sooner you get feedback, the better. It helps you make quick adjustments. 2. Specific. General comments don't help much. Focus on clear, actionable advice. 3. Constructive. Positive feedback boosts your confidence, while constructive criticism helps you grow. Imagine you're learning to ride a bike. If someone tells you to pedal faster or keep your balance, that's specific feedback. It helps you improve much more than just saying you need to get better. Self-assessment strategies for growth. Self-assessment is like being your own coach. It allows you to check in with yourself and see how you're doing. Here are some strategies to help you assess your own learning. 1. Journaling. Write down what you learn each day. Reflect on your successes and what you can do better. 2. Goal setting. Set small, achievable goals. Check off each goal as you meet it to see your progress. 3. Peer review. Share your work with friends or classmates. Getting their input can help you see things from a different angle. 4. Rubrics. Use a checklist or rubric to evaluate your work. This gives you a clear picture of where you stand. Maximizing learning through reflection, incorporating approaches for maximizing learning through reflection in your daily routine can significantly enhance your educational experience. By actively engaging in reflective practices, you not only improve your understanding, but also cultivate a mindset geared towards continuous growth and development.